What are some of the other research strategies that are being looked at, and particularly how are the TKIs fitting in this picture?
Well, I think a lot of the research groups are looking at combining the TKIs with what are called traditional cytotoxic agents. Now, we have to remember that some of our traditional treatments, the anti-metabolites, for example, are very much like targeted therapies. They're anti-enzymes and work as such. So the targeted therapies should be viewed, I think, as chemotherapeutic agents. And the question is, are they going to be synergistic? Are they going to be additive? The term cytostasis, which means, you know, stable disease, is really, I think, kind of a misnomer. They may stop some of the growth of these. They may inhibit proliferation, but they may also inhibit DNA repair. And I think that's one of the mechanisms that results in synergy when you combine them with drugs like Taxotere, cisplatinum, and 5-fluorouracil.
What about bevacizumab and other anti-angiogenic agents?
There's some intriguing data from the University of Chicago that suggests the combination of bevacizumab and Tarceva is actually more active than either drug alone. The jury's out about whether these add to any of our chemotherapy agents at the present time. I think the MD Anderson data with cisplatinum and docetaxel and Tarceva is very intriguing and potentially positive. They did a phase 2 trial, which is relatively mature, where they gave cisplatinum and docetaxel at a relatively high dose, 75 and 75 milligrams per meter squared for each, and they gave Tarceva at 150 milligrams daily. Patients received essentially 6 cycles of treatment if they continued to respond, and then went on to maintenance Tarceva until they had progressive disease or there was a reason to stop based on toxicity. And they had almost a 50% one-year survival. That's a pretty good survival in recurrent disease. Now, these are highly selected patients. This is a center. People had to get there. So, of course, this is going to be the best of the best. But the fact is that they stopped treatment. They probably had a prolonged disease-free or progression-free period for these patients, and that's pretty impressive. And that suggests to me that this might have been a very active combination. I personally wouldn't use Tarceva as a single agent because I don't think that its activity level is that high. But in synergy and combination, it might prove to be highly effective.
What about Tarceva plus either cetuximab or panitumumab?
There is some suggestion that you can rescue patients who failed either of those drugs with one of the others.
What about combining them?
I think that's interesting. Total EGFR blockade. I certainly think that the mechanism of action of cetuximab may be different, and there are patients in whom failure with one results in a response to the other. I would like to see some studies looking at that.
Going back to bevacizumab, what do we know about Bev and head and neck?
I don't think we have a lot of data with combinations. I think those trials are ongoing. I know the University of Chicago is doing one with chemoradiotherapy and using it as a sensitizer, and it looks interesting. I know that there are other groups that are combining it with chemotherapy.